You know, really the message was that we were okay. We were fine. Let's just get back to the basics, you know, no one panic. We just, you know, in the first half just missed on a few things. You know, and it's indicative of a couple weeks off, you know, having a bye. I mean, it's just indicative of that, but listen, this team is a resilient group. And they didn't let the first half waver at all, and did a nice job in the second half.
Doug, you've been around a lot of teams. You lost players all year long. You lose your kicker. What does it say? And have you had a team like this that has just picked it up the way they pick it up when they just lose a guy?
I can't recall being on a team with the amount of injuries and things that we've had to overcome, and yet the next man, if there's any, you know, the next man is up, it's the guys in the locker room, because you know, you never think that or you hope you don't have to put Camu out there and kick off and do the things that we did in that second half and really the whole game. But it's just a tribute to and a credit to the guys, you know, and they'll do whatever it takes to win the game.
When did you decide that it was just going to be strictly two-point conversions? And how many two-point conversion plays do you have in your book?
Well, when I found out that Jake was being evaluated, you know, at that point I went into go for it on fourth down, you know, in the field goal range situations, and really the scoring drives were just sort of no-brainer, go for it, two-point conversions. And, you know, we used, you know, we go in with a couple of two-point plays, and then we've always got the low red zone plays that we can fall back on, and just had a really good plan. The coaches were well prepared in that situation, and it was fortunate that we had. It's unfortunate, but it's fortunate that we had that many plays to get the 2 points.
You said he came to you and said he could try and do the extra points. Did you even consider giving it a try?
You know, it's a fine line there. You know, and I think I would have maybe you know, tried a field goal if it was, you know, kind of got to have it situation. You know, at least attempt one there, but. I was gonna just put it in our offensive hands at that time.
In the third quarter, you ran more than you did early on. What was the reason for that?
Well, I think at halftime we were pretty balanced. I think we were about 12 pass, 12 run at halftime with a screen in there. And so it just, listen, we just wanted to commit back, you know, commit to the run. We didn't really change anything at halftime. We just committed to the same runs that we had. We felt like we could just stay between the tackles and get some good double teams in there. And the guys did a great job. Offensive line, tight ends, even the ball carriers, you know, breaking some tackles and making some good runs.
When was Elliott hurt, and what do you know about Dylan going forward?
Yeah, I gotta watch a little bit of the film and see. I know it was in the first half, but until I know more, I'm not gonna speculate on the head injury, you know, at this time.
What stood out about the defense tonight?
Again, I think it's just the resiliency, you know, the pressure, you know, again, you know, we felt like going in, we'd have to, you know, stop the run just a little bit. You know, it's a good running football team, and then just the pass rush, just getting pressure on the quarterback, and then it helps too when you get a lead in the game to let your pass rush take off, and they did it out. Derek Barnett, you know, I think had a really good performance tonight. Evaluate the film on the way home, but defense, you know, in the. The interceptions, a couple picks, and then the fumble for the touchdown. I mean, it was just a great effort by the defense today.
Doug, we forget how young Carson is sometimes, and he seemed a little frustrated in the first half. How did you manage that frustration with him?
You know, we were just off a little bit in the passing game, and you could see a little bit of the frustration, you know, with him. But, you know, I just keep talking to him and saying, hey, we just got to keep it the game plan. Trust the game plan. Trust the guys. We'll get this thing. We'll get this, you know, thing fixed. And just did that. And you know, great communication between he and I and on the sideline. He and Frank on the sideline. And you know, just kept shooting. Just kept you know, dialing up throws and wanted to get him on the edge a little bit. So we moved the pocket some, and that also can help the quarterback get in a little bit of a rhythm. But just stayed the course.
Was this the first game where you felt like you had to calm him down a little bit?
I don't think I had to calm. He was wanting to perform so well, and sometimes, you know, you start to press just a little bit, and when the play is there or not there, and you know, the ball's not complete or whatever, and it's tough, but at the same time, you just got to keep shooting, keep fighting, you know, and he's one of those guys that never quits, and just kept dialing his number.
Before the season started, he talked about this could be one of the most special teams since those legendary Packers teams. When you look at what you guys have been able to do, do you think guys in that locker room, if they were questioning whether they're that good, do you think they believe now?
I do think they believe, and I think that it's a strength that the team has right now. It's a tribute to the leadership of the football team, the veteran players on the team, not letting things get, you know, too out of proportion with this group. We talked about the injuries and the resiliency and the next man up and the coaches. I tell you, the coaches do a great job during the week preparing these players, and the players right now just have that confident mindset when they take the field on game day that they're not going to be denied, and that's something that's special that this group really has.
When you look back at the tape, I know you can't worry about it during the game, and you see Carson make a play. I mean, he was done. He was sacked, and all of a sudden he breaks away and makes it. But he does a lot of those. You ever say wow and say, I can't believe he just made that play?
Yeah, you do. You catch yourself and just kind of going, man, I mean, this kid. But then I've got to regroup and refocus and get the next play ready to go. But yeah, it's he's definitely a highlight reel and just a great competitor, a great leader of this team. I want to tell you, guys want to play for players like that, and they want to play for Carson Wentz, and it's a good thing to see.
Getting Darby back, what did he add?
Yeah, Darby, I tell you, he was involved obviously with the two picks. He had the one and caused the other one. So he played well first game back, and I welcomed him back during pregame, and he did a nice job.
Coach, I know there was a few people that came over I-20 that watched you coach not too long ago over in Shreveport. What are your fondest memories of that, considering, you know, where you're at now?
Well, I mean, I look back and think about those days and some of the teams that we had and the success we had. And, I mean, it's just, you know, it's fun when you win games, obviously, and it doesn't matter what level and you know, the league you're in, and then to still have the same support from family and friends and being this close to home and to see them come over here and want to watch the game is a special thing for me and my family.
In the post-game locker room, what was the message?
You know, first of all, the message is basically, you know, we haven't done anything. We beat a good football team, you know, the Cowboys. We still got to play them again. We haven't clinched anything. It's one game at a time, and we'll get back to work on Tuesday. Guys are ready to get back to Philly, watch the tape, and get on to the next one. Okay. Thanks, guys.